What's up? I got a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that happened on Thursday, the 21st of April. Okay. So I'm going to play for you the Bet on Ben segment in which Kyler W. was the contestant. This is fantastic. If you want the full show, we usually go for about 90 minutes each week, each episode, once a week. It's on my Patreon. What isn't on my Patreon? P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Kyler, we got to play. We have to play. So I got to ask you to unmute, Kyler, so you can play Bet on Ben.
Right, that's good. I just got kicked out real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. I don't know what happened. What? Where are you right
now? Yeah, where are you?
In my driveway.
In your driveway.
Oh, okay.
Hey, did you see that clip I showed of Roki Sasaki in the Japanese league?
No.
He's a 20-year-old pitcher. His first game, he threw a perfect game, struck out 19. His second game, he continued and pitched all the way to the one out in the ninth, also a perfect game.
Jeez. Get the fuck out of here.
Struck out 14 more, and they yanked him with one out in the ninth. Can you believe that? They yanked him.
Why?
Oh, they just did that to Kershaw. He had like 7 innings perfect and they pulled him.
That's ridiculous. That is so insane.
I'm glad you posted that baseball player spearing that one kid after the home run. That video was awesome.
Well, yeah, you know the guy said something to the pitcher. He did.
He got suspended too.
The player for mouthing off, saying something stupid?
Yeah, he got one less game for taunting.
All right. Okay. What retired talk show host had been out of the public eye for 8 years when he wrote celebrity spoofs for The New Yorker in the year 2000? Retired talk show host, hadn't done shit for 8 years, started to write celebrity spoofs for The New Yorker publication in 2000. Kyler,
in
are you going to bet?
In 2000.
Are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Oh, this is a 50-50. I'm going to bet on Ben.
No! Why is everybody betting on me today?
It's a 50-50. I don't know.
50-50? Is there only two talk hosts?
Shit.
Okay, think of the era. It's 2000, so he'd been retired for 8 years. That means this person retired in 92.
Yeah, when I was 5 years old.
I understand that. Okay.
I don't even know if this person was TV or radio. So much to think about. What did he write? Comedy spoofs?
Yeah, satire.
Retired in 92. All I can think. this is a bad one. I bet you he's dead by 92. I'm going to say Johnny Carson. That was right?
Let's go!
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
No,
he was alive.
He retired in 92, and then that's correct. When Leno took over?
Correct.
Okay.
How about that?
What was the other choice?
I don't know why he said that.
Yeah, 50-50.
Yeah. I guess because back then there was only two late night talk show hosts.
Oh, okay.
Letterman.
No, because it was like, it's either sports and entertainment. You can bet on Ben of getting more than likely right. So.
Oh, okay.
I was right, motherfuckers.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Within a quarter inch.
How big is my dick?
How thick is the Statue of Liberty's copper skin? You know the part that's green?
Yeah.
That's copper.
Right.
How thick is the Statue of Liberty's copper skin?
Within a quarter inch?
Actually, let me reread that. How thick is the Statue of Liberty's copper skin? Is it an inch, a half inch, a tenth of an inch, or an inch? So you have four choices. Kyler, are you going to bet on or against Ben? Kyler, I can't hear you, Ben.
He's muted.
I'm going to bet against Ben.
Okay. Again, you have a 1 in 4 chance of getting this right. How thick is the Statue of Liberty's copper skin? An inch, a half inch, or I'm sorry, 1 in 3 choices. I'm fucking this up bad. An inch, a half inch, or 1/10 of an inch.
Holy shit. That's all super thin. I would have guessed feet. You bet against me, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Bet against.
Okay. Good call. I'm going to say half an inch.
That is incorrect.
Is it a tenth of an inch?
It is. It is. If what? You were to stack up 2 pennies and look
seriously?
How thick they are, that's how thick that is.
How does it not get destroyed?
I'm not sure.
It's copper?
I think it is. The outside of it doesn't affect its stability in any way. There's like a lattice framework on the inside of it. Because you can walk into the fucking thing.
Right.
And if they took away all of that copper, it would be like a lattice like this. You know? It'd be like a metal structure that looks like it. So it's just cosmetic.
Plus, pennies don't get destroyed. So I'm stupid for even wondering. Copper rods, you know. Come on, Ben.
I don't know.
Music,
I don't know how
music, music ended. How what? How derpy of a question
how,
that
how
is.
Durable.
Oh, how durable.
Okay, here we go. What Spanish term for on fire did ESPN announcers often use? What Spanish term for on fire did ESPN announcers often use? Kyler, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet against Ben.
I've got two guesses. One word is, I have one that's one word and one that's two words, and the one that's one word is in both. I'm going to say muy caliente.
Is it correct?
What's
it is en fuego.
Oh, I'm an idiot. En fuego.
What is muy caliente? What does that mean?
I think it's hot. I don't know.
Kyler,
like super hot.
You're like
very hot.
Very hot, Rob says. Muy caliente.
No hablé español.
You don't even speak it. You just look.
I took Spanish from kindergarten through junior year of high school.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
we never learned
on
fire.
You thought Rome was in Greece.
That's true.
You thought,
and I thought Rome
was
a
city.
Country. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey, everybody. Joe Pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to Big Wireless. It's time to end that cycle. You see, with Big Wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. What does the Sirius C robot wash and dry 21 and a half square feet of every minute on the job? What does the Sirius C robot wash and dry 21 and a half square feet of every minute on the job? Kyler, are you going to bet on or against that?
Is this a technical answer he has to get, or are you going to give him a break?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Like, does he have to have the specific answer, not like right around the answer?
Yeah, it's only one answer for this.
All right, I'm going to bet against Ben.
What does the robot known as the Sirius C wash and dry 21 and a half square feet of every minute that it's working? You think you're not going to get it?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I have no idea what the hell this is. And what the hell
it's
could
a
be
robot
washed.
That washes yeah. and dries something.
Yeah.
Quite fast. Something that that gets dirty, it needs to be cleaned, and is large.
Something that gets dirty, needs to be cleaned.
You think you're not going to get it?
I'm not. I'm going to make the dumbest guess ever. I don't even know where the hell this... the Eiffel Tower.
Windows is the correct answer.
That's
it's
it?
A,
it's just
a
windows?
Window cleaner. Yeah. All right. That's $8 for Kyler. And we haven't had a winner of this game in months, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been fucking over people left and right.
What mouthy NBA commentator was dubbed the round mound of sound? What mouthy NBA commentator was dubbed the round mound of sound?
I'm going to bet against Ben.
I know this one. Oh, I don't know this. This has got to be an older one because I don't know this. Plus, I don't pay attention to the NBA.
Kevin Kuypers, I think you know this.
He doesn't even know this? Uh-oh.
Maureen.
And I'm really in trouble.
Maureen loves the NBA. Or at least she did. I know she loves
it. She says she doesn't.
I love Bill Wayne Bear. Bill Wayne Bear's my boy.
Wait, is that the answer?
I love him.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Charles Barkley.
No!
$16 for our own round mound of sound. Kyler.
Is that recent? Did
what?
The whole dubbing of round mound of sound?
This is an older question, but he has been referred to as that after his playing. He used to be known as the round mound of rebound because he was a heavy guy.
Okay.
See you, Saul. See you, buddy. Saul's got a split dinner.
What? Four jokes?
Family dinner time. Family dinner.
Ah, boo.
Okay. Where are we?
Because Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal are the only two announcers that I know of by name.
You fucked that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the round mound of sound. What is round about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I don't know what he looks like.
He's 7'2". He weighs like 100 pounds.
All right.
What actor was plugging Family Man when he was served with divorce papers by his estranged wife, Patricia Arquette? He was plugging the film Family Man when he was served with divorce papers by his estranged wife, Patricia Arquette.
I'm going to bet against Ben.
I feel like I should know this. Family Man, though, that doesn't ring a bell at all. Had to have been like a B movie, especially if it's the actor I'm thinking of. I'm going to say David Arquette.
Sorry, Ben, it's not
Come
correct.
On, man. What is
That's
going
a match
on
for Kyler. Nicolas Cage.
Family Man. I think I know that movie now. Fuck, I think he was like a weather reporter or a news reporter or something.
Final question.
Shit.
Final.
Speaking of Nicolas Cage, I'm going to see that movie tomorrow.
Which one is that?
The Unbearable Weight of Something. Oh, it looks where Nicolas Cage plays himself.
Okay.
There's a super fan that pays for him to hang out with him.
Oh, kind of like Cameo.
Yeah, but then it.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Here you go, Kyler. If you match, you win. And you've won before, right? Okay. Here's a question. What comics company settled an old... Read it again from the beginning. This is important. What comics company settled old continuity problems with the all-encompassing Crisis on Infinite Earths series in the 1980s? What comics company settled old continuity problems with the all-encompassing Crisis on Infinite Earths series in the 1980s? Kyle, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against Ben.
Now, Ben has to name a comics company here.
Yeah.
What comics company settled old continuity problems with the all-encompassing Crisis on Infinite Earths series in the 1980s? If you get this wrong, Kyler and Tracy, I...
Oh, I thought you were about to get scared.
Have $50. Bruce just came in.
I had a guess, but then you said infinite, and it made me think of another company. I'm going to... Oh, my God.
I don't think you're going to get this wrong, Ben.
I'm going to. I'm going to take a stab at it and say... Oh, no, I don't want to give them money. DC Comics.
Now, if you get this wrong, Kyler wins 5-0.
Ah! Oh, what a game ender. Oh, Infinite almost changed my mind to Marvel Comics because Infinity War. Oh,
holy
boy.
Shit, Kyler.
I'm sorry, man.
This is 2 weeks in a row. I've been fucked at the last minute. I rolled 299 3 weeks ago, and now Ben fucking beat me at the last question. This is bullshit.
I didn't know you were an accomplished bowler.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I just thought it was Kuiper.
How do you get a 299? You get a, you just,
you, the last ball, you get a
nine dick.
Jeez. Thanks for listening. The full show's on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month is all that it costs to get a ton of content. So much fun. So good and tasty. Okay. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.